For WKMS News and NPR One, I'm Chad Lampe. A large brewery's application to distribute in Owensboro has local brewers and distributors worried about the fate of their businesses across the state. WKMS's Allison Crawford has more.
Popping the top of a good beer is something you may take for granted. That beer has to travel from the brewer to your local bar or store before you can even open it. Kentucky has a three-tier alcohol industry: brewers, distributors, and then retailers. Budweiser of Owensboro is part of the second tier. It distributes Anheuser-Busch and other products. Anheuser-Busch InBev is a brewer, but it wants to distribute in Owensboro too. It intends to buy the independent local distributor, but the possible difference in ownership has sparked a statewide dispute. Once a territory is claimed, no other distributor can sell the same brands. ABI received a distribution license from Owensboro's Alcoholic Beverage Control Office, but following protests from state and national organizations, the decision is being appealed to the Kentucky ABC. Kentucky Association of Beverage Retailers Executive Director Karen Thomas-Lentz says allowing AB InBev to own the distributorship could mean local craft beers would have no way to distribute their products. For example, she says ABI has been distributing in Louisville for decades.
I'm told by retailers in the Louisville market that there are products they cannot get from the Anheuser-Busch distributor in Louisville that retailers in Lexington can get from the Anheuser-Busch distributor in Lexington. I don't know what the business decision is for that, but that prompted our letter.
Kentucky law prohibits microbreweries from self-distributing. Many opponents argue if microbreweries can't self-distribute, then neither should AB InBev. Co-owner of Country Boy Brewing in Louisville, Daniel Harrison, says even allowing the very large brewer to self-distribute could harm what he calls a growing craft market.
We've got a good scene going on in Louisville, Lexington, all over the state. Why in the world are we allowing an outsider to come in and have rights and have advantages over our guys at home?
Anheuser-Busch Region Vice President Bob Kelly disagrees.
The independent distributor market is very competitive from market to market, and there are choices. There's been no issue at all for craft beers getting through a viable distributor and getting on the shelves of our fine retailers, and that clearly shows with the tremendous craft growth over the last several years.
AB InBev does not distribute any local craft beers in Louisville. Mark Meisenheimer of Golden Eagle Distributing in Paducah shares concerns with local distributors that other large brewers may follow ABI's example and buy up distributorships, essentially locking small brewers and local distributors out of the market.
Another big concern is the loss of the local business and our community involvement in each little community. You know, we live in the community. Our buildings were built by local construction. Our insurance agents are local. All that is going to go away if the brewery continues to grow in that direction.
AB's Bob Kelly says the Louisville distributorship has followed all government guidelines and regulations set forth in the three-tier system. He emphasizes that ABI isn't asking for any special exemptions and maintains his competitors' objections boil down to self-interest.
We're frankly surprised there's been some opposition. Again, whenever we purchased distributors, there was obviously a willing seller and we were a willing buyer. When we close in Owensboro, we will provide the same service and community involvement that we provide in Louisville.
Daniel Harrison of Country Boy Brewing agrees that it does boil down to self-interest.
I'm trying to protect my family business that we've created. I'm trying to protect us from big out-of-state, out-of-country multinational beer from coming in and affecting how we can sell beer in Kentucky.
Owensboro Assistant City Attorney Steve Lynn says no formal hearing has been set, but the state ABC office will discuss the appeal of ABI's license to distribute in a pre-hearing conference November 21st. For WKMS News, I'm Allison Crawford.